Curtis Chen is back in Detroit talking about his memoir. Not yet released. It's called Everything I Learned in a Chinese Restaurant. Curtis Chen is a writer, producer, director, activist, and co-founder of the Asian American Writers Workshop, a nonprofit dedicated to promoting Asian American writers. And joining me here to further the conversation, we have Tia Graham. Hi, Tia.
Hi, Rob. How are you today?
I am well. Welcome.
Awesome. The book is about growing up Asian American in the black and white city of Detroit and coming out in his working class immigrant community, as well as being the first generation college student at the University of Michigan Ann Arbor. Curtis joins the show to chat about his new book and so much more. Thank you so much for being here this afternoon.
Thank you, Tia. I'm so excited to be back here.
Yes, back home. How does it feel to be back home?
It's strange. It's quite different. Detroit in the 80s versus now, this whole strip that you're in. It's a lot of questions.
Yeah, when's the last time you've been back to Cass Corridor?
Oh, I've been coming back frequently, mm-hmm. Partly because of several projects I'm working on, mm-hmm. but also I do a lot of speaking gigs. And so I do come back to Michigan pretty regularly, but it's just always surprising to sort of see the disconnect.
Yes, very much so, very much so. So who is Curtis Chen?
Curtis Chen. Curtis Chen is a middle child of a large Chinese American family that grew up running one of the most popular Chinese restaurants in Detroit called Chung's Restaurant, which is on the corner of Cass and Peterborough, a restaurant that was founded by my great-grandfather in 1940. And so that's sort of how I like to describe myself.
Yeah.
I also like to say that I'm a riot baby because, my parents, like I said, I mean, we'd owned the restaurant since the 1940s, but in 67, when we had the riots or the rebellion, for the first time ever, the family closed the restaurant for 5 straight days. And during that time period, my parents found time to get it on, and 9 months later, I was born. And so, yeah.
Yes,
that's funny.
Funny. So, just speaking on that, what was it like growing up, especially in the city of Detroit during the time that you were growing up, but just being a child of immigrants? I mean, what was that like?
Well, so the memoir really focuses on the 80s, because that's when I was really coming of age. And it was a tough time for the city, right? I mean, you had the economic downturn, but you also had crack cocaine and you had AIDS coming about. I personally knew 5 people murdered by the time I was 18 years old, But at the same time, we had this really wonderful restaurant where my parents were able to teach me and my 5 siblings all the life lessons we needed to sort of, get on with life and to sort of have really, really wonderful opportunities. So I really thank them.
So when you speak about having that legacy there of the restaurant there being owned by your grandfather and it just kind of continued to go down generation to generation, when you think about that, how does that help inform your book? How does the restaurant and being immersed in the restaurant, how does that help inform what we're going to understand from the book?
So the memoir is called Everything I Learned in a Chinese Restaurant. It really is about, growing up in the city of Detroit and dealing with all these issues of identity, not just being Asian American, but also being queer, but also, being working class and a Buddhist. I mean, all these little things that mark me as being different, in terms of what I learned, I mean, there's so many little things that you can learn working in a Chinese restaurant.
Yeah.
The first thing that people always ask me is like, well, what is the biggest lesson you learned? And I like to share the story how, I think a lot of times parents will tell their kids to don't talk to strangers. My parents actually had the exact opposite instruction for us because my mom didn't graduate high school. My dad went to community college for a couple semesters. They didn't really know what existed for us outside those 4 walls of that Chinese restaurant. But they knew that we had a dining room full of all these people who had, different life experiences. And so whenever my dad met someone who had a cool job or whatever, he'd call all 6 of us over and we'd run over and we'd barrage these people with questions like, how'd you get your job? What do you do at work? How much money do you make? And so because of that, I've just always grown up wanting to meet people who are different. And I think that one of the beautiful things about Chinese restaurants is that even though it is a restaurant, the world came to us and Detroit came to us, right? And so not only did we have regular customers like Mayor Coleman Young or, actors like Yul Brynner, celebrities whenever they come through town, but we also served the local residents of the Cass Corridor, after hours, sundown. I mean, so I really got to see the whole breadth of what Detroit was about.
Yeah, I was just thinking about that chatting earlier, just thinking about the legacy here that was the Asian American community right in this particular this area. And I think about the restaurant and I think about your memoir and I think about just the legacy that was here that we're still trying to put out to people, still trying to tell people about, inform people about. What would you like to tell people about this particular area growing up that we are not aware of?
Well, I think more generally, what do I want people to know about Detroit? Because I do travel around a lot. I've gone to over 600 places in 20 countries giving talks, you know, on my books and you know, films that I do. And there is a lot of misconceptions about Detroit. And particularly when I tell them, oh, I grew up in Detroit, it's always this look of concern or like, well, how did you get out? You know what I mean? Stuff like that. And so I wanted to really present Detroit in an honest way as a kid and how a kid would see that growing up. And also show people that good things still come out of Detroit. Detroit is still a wonderful place, you know, to raise your family. Yeah, there are challenges, but, you know, for some people, things still work out.
Yeah. So I think about representation. Where do you think we are today, especially for Asian Americans, in terms of representation and just telling stories?
Well, I think that our country is going through a lot of ways, like a culture war, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you're talking about banning books. You're talking about, you know, shutting down diversity programs in colleges and companies. And that is a direct result of the gains that people have made, people of color have made in these different areas of representation. People don't necessarily like this new vision of America that is a little bit more diverse, a little bit more inclusive, and also confronting some of the past injustices and, you know, darker parts of our history, you know. And some people don't want to have that conversation. But one of the reasons why I wanted to write this memoir was that we live in this very divided country right now, right? We have these little silos where people don't talk to each other. But I felt like Chinese restaurants, at least in my experience, were one of those few places where you can meet people from different backgrounds, whether it's race, religion, sexual orientation. And I sort of want to take that opportunity to have these important conversations that our country's needing to go through. I don't want to shy away from them, but I do think that maybe there's a way we can talk about them in a more in a way that sort of brings us together closer. And so the way I pitched it to my agents was the book is about come for the egg rolls, but stay for the talk on racism.
I love that. Yeah. I love that. So once again, talking about your memoir, go through some of the themes. So we talked a little bit about some of the themes in the book, but go through some of the themes and some of the important ideas that you highlight, other than, of course, talking about and getting into the nitty-gritty of racism that a lot of us experience here. But what are some of the other themes that we can get through in the book?
So the book covers a narrow part of my life, which is basically, it's structured into three sections, 8 stories in middle school, 8 in high school, and 8 in college, because 888 is good luck to Chinese people. And so it really is that childhood time period, you know, that it's focused on, you know, in terms of my identity, how I was grappling, you know, being a minority in the city. So that's the gist.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, was there a follow-up part to it?
No, just the themes of the book.
Oh, the
and
themes.
What we, yeah.
Yeah, the themes of the book is, you know, that childhood growing up. You know, obviously it deals with family. It deals with education because that's, you know, primarily when I went through the public schools here in the state of Michigan. But the bigger theme of the book is actually encapsulated in the first sentence of the book. If you don't mind, I'll share with it.
It's
the opening line of the book is, "Welcome to Chung's. Is this for here to go?" Armed with a smile and a red waiter's jacket with a perpetual plum sauce stain, that's how my dad greeted any new face who entered the lobby of our popular Chinese restaurant in Detroit. Interestingly, my great-great-grandpa Gong Li had faced the same question in the late 1800s as he stood cold and alone on a rickety dock in Guangzhou, China, trying to decide his future and that of his young impoverished family, for here or to go. So that is the basic theme. It's like, you know, as a kid, I'm trying to figure out, I take this popular phrase that you hear whenever you enter a Chinese restaurant and I bring a larger theme to it. It's like, for me, do I stay in this really wonderful Chinese restaurant where I get all the free food I want? Or do I, you know, go out and find myself in the world, and particularly being queer and wondering how that might fit in with this family dynamic? And then even when I went off to Ann Arbor, you know, having this guilt of knowing that my family was still here in the corridor and, you know, literally calling them every night just to make sure that they were safe, that they had a like who was going to leave the restaurant first, right? This fear of leaving my family behind, right? And I think these are very universal themes, right, that people go through of growing up and being yourself. And so that is the theme, you know, the whole book is really just finding yourself.
Which I love hearing that so much, because as soon as you said it, it's one of the things I think a lot of us, especially when we're first generation going into school, we think about leaving family behind. And if we're doing this, what does it look like for our family? So many other things that go through our minds. But when we think about this, I often think about generational curses or generational whatever it may be. We're not saying that we're breaking any generational curses right now, but just doing something that may be a little bit fearful to our families and to ourselves. What would you tell a younger generation or someone else out there who's listening about just going to follow your own dream, your own heart, and just trying to figure out how to do that?
Well, I was pretty lucky because, you know, we had six kids in my family, you know, and so I think my parents realized that they could afford to lose one if I went off and did my own thing. So I think I was that lucky kid. My parents were very supportive. They let me do whatever I want. They always encouraged me. And particularly, like, you know, when we had people coming into the restaurant, my dad loved introducing me to, like, we had a lot of reporters,
yeah,
you know, that would come in. But we also had, you know, people that worked on the assembly line. My parents didn't really discriminate in that way and say, like, okay, well, we only want you to have white-collar jobs, you know. But, you know, anytime they met somebody who liked their job, those are the people they introduced us to. You know what I mean? And so I think because of that, I had a really open canvas, you know, because of my parents.
That's amazing. Yeah. So before we let you go, the last thing is you are going to be touring around. You're going to be having conversations and talks. And it's talking about the book, of course. You're going to be back in Michigan. We have it Thursday, November 11th. And then you're going to be here Saturday, the 11th as well. So you're going to be here that whole entire weekend. What are some things people should know about the talks and just a little bit about those conversations?
Well, first of all, the book has been getting great reviews. I'm so excited. It's made the top fall book list from The Washington Post, Time Magazine, LA Times, San Francisco Chronicle, Apple Books, like so many different places. Yesterday in Detroit, I just was being filmed for CBS Saturday Morning News. I'm going off to New York to do NBC News. Time Magazine is excerpting the book. So it's getting a lot of buzz. And so that's really exciting. Obviously, I'm going on this 40-city tour starting October 17th, but I actually don't make it back to Michigan until the first week. But I'm very excited to be here because not only will I be doing a reading at the University of Michigan, my alma mater, I'll also be at the Detroit Historical Museum and a few other places. So you can check all this information out on my website, appropriately named Curtis from Detroit. So check out the website, check out all the different cities that I'm going to be hitting. And so, yeah, hopefully I can meet you. And one of the great things I think about the book is I've had so many people come up to me, like people that used to go to our restaurant and just thank me and thank my family. Because when we closed the restaurant, sadly, we never had a big goodbye send-off. I tried to get my dad to do that, but I think that closing the restaurant was too hard for him emotionally, and it would have been really hard for him to say goodbye to the customers. So we never had that proper closure in some ways. And so I am hoping that when I do these readings in Detroit that, you know, people that went to our restaurant would come and say a few nice words, and I would love to thank them as well for all the support that they gave my family and gave me all these wonderful opportunities in life that never would have happened without the people of Detroit. So I just want to thank them.
You know, as a native Detroiter, honestly, these are stories that, you know, help inform us every single day. This is a story that I didn't know about because it's a little bit up for my time. So just hearing it and learning about it and understanding what this neighborhood really was like, it's an amazing thing. So thank you so much for joining the show and sharing that story. We were speaking with Curtis Chen about his memoir, Everything I Learned in a Chinese Restaurant. When is it coming out?
October 17th.
Yeah, so it'll be coming out this month. Definitely go check it out. Curtis, thank you so much, and good luck with everything.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.